أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah, and I will reiterate that Quran is experienced in Salah. We will continue with the letters. We did A, and today we will look at B. And B is for Butun. Butun comes from batn, which is the stomach, but it's really the interiority, you know, the secrets, the interior of Salah. For example, it is said about the Quran that there are 7 butun to the Quran, taking one from absolute visibility to absolute ghaib. But let's look at Salah. So there's 2 main aspects of Salah. You have the law and the legal aspect, you know, the wajib, the haram, the mustahab and the makruh. And then you have the interior, the spiritual side of it. The Prophet said, the prayer of a person is in reality a light in his heart. So whoever desires can illuminate his heart by means of Salah. The interior life of Islam is based on the power of Salah and the grace that issues from the sacred language of Arabic, which is God language, in which Salah is performed. It's literally that which leads the human being from the world of outwardness and separation to that of union and interiority, which then becomes ultimately unified with the center of the heart and with that rhythm which determines human life itself. You know, Imam Ali says, "Ala la khayra fi ibadatin laysa fiha tafakkur." Worship without insight and reflection is indeed worthless. And I think interiority, or the spiritual side of Salah, can only be understood if we understood the question of why pray? Why? So we're going to start with the basic question. If somebody were to ask you, what is your goal in life? We'll probably say, after if we thought properly, that it's to reach our full potential, our personal best in all aspects, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And Salah is the medium which keeps us in touch with He who is perfection and thus allows us never to be limited. It reminds us that we cannot and should not be bound or limited by anyone or anything. And I've mentioned this before, but it's called Mi'raj al-Mu'mineen, that which allows us to soar to heights that know no bounds. So that's number one. Number two, it's an absolutely awesome form of time management. Just think about it. Number three, it's the act of seeing reality from Allah's point of view. And then number four, it allows us to explain to Him how things look like from our perspective. So He's saying, tell me how things look like from your perspective in your world, and I will try to accommodate your perspective, provided you believe that I can. In Hadith Qudsi, He says, I am who you believe me to be. As a child, my father used to explain to me that in the morning when I wake up for Fajr, I got to tell him the aspirations for my day. At Zohar, I'm to tell him this is how my day was and this is how I want it to become. At Asr, it's the end of the day. I'm really tired. I've come to you to tell you what my day was like. At Maghrib, I'm trying to tell him that I'm a little bit fearful of the nights and I'd like some safety. And at Isha, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep, send some angels to look after me. Now, these were things that were explained to a child. But for us, it is our personal time with Allah to explain to Him, this is how I wish things to be. In Surah Ibrahim, He says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. This is Ayah 34. He gives you all that you ask for. But like I said, we have to believe that He can. But more so, we pray because our soul is lonely. You know, we have a spark of the divine in us. And it yearns, it wants for that appointment, for that meeting to become close to divinity. That's why in Niyyah we say, قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ. We want to achieve closeness to Allah eagerly. That flame in us awaits the time set aside for prayer, those precious daily moments when the person it inhabits ceases to commune with the world and connects with the Creator. Both body and soul are praying. The body is praying for life and existence. The soul wishes to transcend its existence. Yet as the Salah progresses, the body suddenly realizes that spirituality is a need, and the soul understands that life too is divine. So if I were to put this very, very simply, I would say that we pray because the body needs a soul and the soul needs the body, and both need to be made aware that the other's need is also their own. That ultimately is the essence, the interiority of Salah, to know our need, understand their source, comprehend their true objectives, to direct our minds and hearts to He who implanted them within us, defined their purpose, and provided us with the means to fulfill them. It's a lot to take in, but definitely Salah is not just standing, bowing and prostrating and saying things so quickly that we don't even reflect on them. We just quickly zoosh over and think, okay, I've prayed. Oh, that's one thing I've done. Oh God, no. It is far more than that. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to make Salah our mi'raj, that which gets us to ascend to our full potential. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.